Ladies and gentlemen, our next candidate for senior speaker is Taylor Held. Taylor is an international affairs major from Vashon Island, Washington. Taylor.
Okay. First off, a sincere thank you, family members, friends, teachers, and mentors who have been so supportive. Thank you for making our college educations possible. And now, having 4 years in an elite liberal arts institution, I'd say it's fair to get excited. In my mind, I keep coming back to three words: bright, optimistic, and grounded. Everything we are as graduates, and everything our economy is not. But before we start predicting what's going to happen in the near future, I'd like to take us back to our near past. Here at Lewis and Clark College, we have a little thing called NSO, that is, New Student Orientation. If NSO were any indication of what college is really like, I probably wouldn't be standing here today in this sharp-looking Halloween-themed gown. It's orange and black. Why? Because NSO was the best summer camp I've ever been to. Day one, you meet a pretty girl. You say, "Hi, what's your name?" Day two, you meet that same pretty girl. You say, "Hi, what's your name?" You're so busy and happy and free, you don't have time to remember people's names. Apprehensive and untested, a student's first week away from home is like a cheap, stiff drink. It doesn't make your body feel good, and you don't even know what's in it half the time. But, briefly, you feel fantastic. The sheer number of new faces, untapped opportunities, and enthusiasm for life that each freshman encounters during NSO is an inspiring, if not daunting, experience. We storm through the halls of Copeland, bask in Portland's last week of sunshine, and divulge dreams with mere acquaintances, as if we really knew them for longer than 3 days. But after a few weeks, you wake up naked, alone, and not knowing where you are. Metaphorically speaking, that is. That newfound freedom from restraint, lack of parental supervision, and existential levity does not last. And if not careful, we fall into the habit of following our appetites, letting circumstances dictate our desires, and others informing us what to believe. Licentiousness has to be tempered, but we knew that. More importantly, it's a spirit of goodwill, critical thought, and excitement towards life that we pushed forward with, even after our first weeks at LC. Sure, everyone was a little nervous, but we got excited to learn, and together motivated each other for the challenges and experiences that lay ahead. So now, fast forward, present day. Let's examine our current state of affairs. Some of us feel like we've just won the lottery, a golden ticket, a release, if you will, from the burdens and hardships of academia's proud yet impractical ivory tower. Conversely, I suspect many students feel like they've been sentenced to hard time, an indefinite sentence, that is, to the penitentiary that is the real world. But wait a minute. Can't it be that the term real world means to start work and stop having fun? Presumably, many of us came to LC precisely for our love of learning. As many of us experienced, those mere blooms of inspiration and excitement during NSO were able to blossom over the course of our undergraduate educations. Only a handful of us knew what majors we were going to be, and now even fewer of us know what to do with those majors. Well, I turned out to be an international affairs major, but it was classes like astronomy, philosophy of ethics, and biology that served to round out my education, piecing together new knowledge that formed a more holistic worldview. Starting college, I don't know what black holes did, what virtue ethics was, or how DNA sequencing explains human nature. By taking these classes, I found that their relevance may help me better understand the real world. But apart from knowledge, these courses have conditioned me to get excited about the things I do not understand or do not have previous experience with. Ultimately, the classes we take exist to provide the inspiration for the activities and lifestyle we pursue outside of the classroom. As I recently read in a philosophy journal, it is no longer enough for the intellectual, that is, us Lewis and Clark students, to simply acquire knowledge. Issues present themselves daily where you need to ask, is this the morally correct answer? Could science help me better explain my understanding of this phenomenon? Should I really spend time arguing with this person whose bold claims are based on unfalsifiable assumptions? As LC grads, we have learned. No one knows all the answers. But now, I personally am excited to ask the questions, regardless of where I am in life. And if that's not a liberal arts education, well then, I blame it on freshman exploration and discovery. And so, here we are, again. I said it's fair to get excited. Well, it's also fair to be nervous. You may know, I like to sing, not well per se, and I play a little music from time to time. It's been a passion of mine since high school, but even now, it can be embarrassing and sometimes frightening to perform in front of people. When do I get most scared? Well, when I'm playing something new, or when I just don't think I'm good enough. Is it because I'm at my most vulnerable? Yeah. But you know, you often need new material and a sense of urgency if you want to keep growing and getting better as a musician. Do you know what things excite you, as well as scare you the most? Find what excites you. Face what scares you. Said another way, you can't go through life with a catcher's mitt in both hands. I realize these are bold assertions, none of which anyone holds true to 100% of the time. Everyone meets uncertainty, but we adapt best by accepting new challenges and never compromising ourselves. As Ralph Waldo Emerson aptly, although unpoetically, noted, that which we persist in doing becomes easier. Not that the task itself has become easier, but that our ability to perform it has improved. True. I know I'm only given a speech, so all I can say is, keep singing. If you don't like the music on the radio, sing your own tunes, beat your own drum, and make your own beautiful music. Because no one knows, for better or for worse, what beautiful melodies and syncopated rhythms you can create with your myriad new and forgotten instruments until you get a chance to play for us. We'll continue to grow and learn in ways intangible at the present moment. So recall the excitement of new beginnings. I'm certain most parents in the audience can't say, I learned everything I know about life and my career during my 4 years in college. No. Whether in a classroom or in the real world, learning is ongoing. In all forms, it can inspire, it can excite, and even, dare I say, be fun. With these observations, congratulations, class of 2010. Thank you.